Flight Bridgette is a proud media sponsor of Medevac Foundation International, a nonprofit organization that takes pride in taking care of our own in the medical transport community. Every dollar raised supports taking care of our own. Help is on the way. This programming provides tools to combat depression and PTSD in our EMS community. The annual Run to Help the Helpers event is happening now. It's a virtual run, walk, or roll. That means cycle, rollerblade, skate, scooter, or wheelchair for EMS wellness and suicide prevention. As long as you're self-powered from start to finish, you can run to help the helpers any way you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want, or for as far as you want. Sign up today at medevacfoundation.org/events and tell them help is on the way.
The content of this podcast is based on medical fact and evidence-based practice from credible authoritative sources, but is not a substitute for your institution's policies, procedures, common sense, or good judgment. The views and opinions are those of Eric Bauer and Flight Bridge Ed in their entirety.
Everybody, Eric back with you. I hope everybody is safe. I hope you have made it through this COVID-19 pandemic unscathed. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of you. If we can do anything through these tough times, please reach out to us via email and we will do everything possible to assist you. Today's topic is going to be a look at predicting impending hypotension in that adult trauma patient. We obviously take care of a multitude of patients, whether that's adult, whether that's pediatric, medical versus trauma. We do know, though, that trauma patients encompass the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. And it's definitely a high, high probability that you're going to see a lot of trauma. When we look specifically at resuscitation and advanced airway management, the big focus has been, can we predict a patient that is going to decline on us to where we can slow our processes down, resuscitate them prior to loading them up with different medications that could blunt their sympathetic response or could put them over the edge and cause them to arrest? So any tool that we have that can help us make better decisions, I think, really are excellent in the overall thought process of clinical decision-making. And when we look at clinical decision-making within that trauma patient, within that resuscitative phase, simple things can make a big difference. Now, we've looked previously at Air Methods data where they identified a systolic blood pressure of 80 or less. That patient is an impending arrest patient. They also attributed an end-tidal CO2 of 24. So you have those. That patient is probably going to arrest within a few minutes. We also use shock index. Shock index is a predictor of not only potential death, but that this patient is not going to do very well. Well, what about blood glucose? Don't we check blood glucose levels on many patients? Isn't that something that has become standard in your practice? What if we used blood glucose as a potential predictor to hypotension? Well, that's exactly what these authors try to do. The topic is pre-hospital blood glucose testing as a predictor of impending hypotension in adult trauma patients. Authors Joe Hill, David Gothard, and Dr. Michelle McLean. When we look specifically at stress-induced hyperglycemia, this topic is not new. We know that in the past, this has been found to increase in patients with hemorrhagic shock. It has been found to predict morbidity and mortality in trauma patients. Admission hyperglycemia has been found to independently predict hospital length of stay and mortality in that population. A few studies the authors highlight is Laird et al. Showed a significant relation between injury severity and Glasgow Coma Scale with a specific point of reference of mortality at admission of a glucose level greater than 150. Two studies also found that patients with severe injury and a glucose level of 200 milligrams per deciliter were associated with higher rates of infection and mortality. This finding was found to be independently associated with a higher severity of shock. Another study described that patients who died in hemorrhagic shock had the highest blood glucose levels on hospital admission compared to other critically ill patients. So these authors took the idea of stress-induced hyperglycemia in that trauma patient and asked a question. Could this potentially predict a patient becoming hypotensive? Their focus and specific question, the purpose of this proposed retrospective chart review, was to evaluate whether pre-hospital point-of-care glucose testing is an independent predictor of hypotension in the adult trauma patient. Now, this was specifically transported in the air medical environment to a receiving trauma center. Their focus was to identify rapid point-of-care parameters that indicate impending hypotension. And the thought would be, will this help optimize that pre-hospital care in that trauma setting? Again, looking specifically at the resuscitation side. As I said, this was a retrospective chart review. It was all within the United States in the Midwest, and this was in the year 2018. There were a total of 1,623 total patients that started in the study, but based on exclusion criteria, known diabetic, patients less than 18 years old, patients that were pregnant, patient contact was made, but patient was not transported, no point-of-care glucose was measured, no final systolic blood pressure was identified or measured or documented, or they had a point-of-care blood glucose less than 200. So why 200? Based on all the literature, based on the studies I referenced earlier, they identified that a point-of-care glucose used for inclusion should be 200 milligrams per deciliter, that the other studies show that that is significant. So the inclusion criteria, when we look at that from that standpoint, patients have to be 18 years old, they had to have no documented past medical history of diabetes, and they had to have a point-of-care glucose greater than or equal to 200 milligrams per deciliter. After all the exclusion, our sample size dropped significantly down to 107 patients. So we started with 1,623, we get down to 107. So based on that, what was the target systolic blood pressure? Well, I referenced earlier the error method study that looked at and identified that a systolic less than 80 is impending arrest. So they based their systolic parameter at less than or equal to 90, and that was used as a definition of hypotension. So what did the results show? When they looked at the 107 patients, the sample yielded 22 patients, so 20%, who had a final systolic blood pressure below 90. So when we look at specifically that 22 patients, how many of those showed that glucose greater than 220? Well, 19 of the 22 hypotensive patients, 86% of them, were found to be hypotensive with a point-of-care glucose of greater than or equal to 220 milligrams per deciliter. So when we look at this from that perspective, you know, we're getting down to very, very small numbers. I think when you look at a study, you have to look at all sides. You've got to look at the bias. You've got to look at every probable area that could change that data. And I think that, you know, I will put this paper in the show notes. And I think they did a very, very good job at identifying those potential areas that could be associated as bias. I definitely think that this needs to be studied further. They, you know, definitely identify a trend that a glucose greater than 220 is potentially predictive based on the p-values that they cite. And I think when you look at this from a retrospective chart review, you know, it has some validity. As I said, when you look at the hierarchy of studies, this is the lowest level evidence. So I'm going to read to you their last paragraph because I think it really sums things up. This retrospective chart review showed that point-of-care glucose measured in the pre-hospital air ambulance environment was predictive of the development of hypotension before arrival at the receiving trauma center. the relative risk of development of hypotension was 2.95 times greater. So we'll just round that to three. Three times greater with a Poynecker glucose measurement of greater than or equal to 220. This inexpensive, rapid, and reliable measurement is an indicator of hypotension in the trauma patient meeting the inclusion criteria reviewed in this study. This finding is consistent with the previous studies that evaluated admission glucose measurements in the prediction of hemorrhagic shock. Based on these findings, a point-of-care glucose measurement greater than 220 should be used and prompt pre-hospital clinicians to initiate aggressive resuscitation in these patients. So, what do we do with this data? Obviously, I think this needs to be studied further. I definitely think this is a very cheap, easy way of looking at your patients. We do this anyway, guys. I don't think that this needs to be this massive, you know, funded study that randomly selects our patients and we have a placebo. I don't think it needs to go to that point. But I do think that this is something that we could start looking at. And I'm definitely going to start looking at this from that perspective on any trauma patients that I fly. Do they have that glucose greater than 220? And watch what happens and see if it is as predictive as the numbers in this study show. I think in the end, we have to be stewards of constantly changing critical thinking. We have to always adapt our processes. We have to always be thinking about the end result. And that end result is to get the patient to definitive care where they can be taken care of. And I think if I reflect back over my career, that's the area that I really think I've changed, is it's not all about instant gratification. It's not all about, I've got to get this airway now. It's understanding the big picture, slowing down, resuscitating, maybe starting, you know, fluid, maybe going to blood in a medical patient, maybe going to early vasopressors and making that unstressed volume stress volume and going down that route before loading them up with medications that are going to cause a potential decompensation. Hopefully this study was enlightening. As I said, I will put this in the show notes. Pre-hospital blood glucose testing is a predictor of impending hypotension in the adult trauma patients. As always, if you have any questions, if you have any cases, please let me know. And until next time, I will talk to you soon.
This has been a production of the Flight Bridge Ed Podcast, leading the way in pre-hospital critical care and emergency medicine education.